The New Channel. The New Channel. Hashtag TNC Now.
The views, opinions, and insights expressed in the following shows are those of the host, producers, guests, and viewers. They do not necessarily reflect the position of the channel. Viewer discretion is advised.
Hello, and welcome to the new channel. Our passion sees a community that transforms everything new. I am Attorney Paul Sanggalang, and I'm streaming live from Quezon City. Welcome to Ask Attorney Paul on TNC.
Viewing and listening to our contents do not create any client-lawyer relationship. Whatever comments and recommendations that we give during our sessions are strictly for educational, information, and training purposes only. Please engage a trusted and reliable lawyer for legal advice and professional services. Thank you.
Good morning once again. It's Friday. And pag Friday po, it's Ask Attorney Paul time. Okay, so thank you for joining us dito po sa pang-ilan na natin to. Ang dami na natin, oh, nangangalahati na tayo sa ating season 1. And we've received a lot of positive feedback at sa mga taong natulungan natin at sa mga taong nanonood ng ating show. But before anything else, let's start our program with our opening prayer. Okay, so allow me to invite you for our opening prayer. Let's approach the throne of our Lord, our God, our Heavenly Father with reverence and humility. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. O loving Father, we humbly come before you in gratitude for the victories and challenges of this fruitful day. We thank you for all the blessings, mercy, and kindness that you have bestowed on us and our families. We ask for your forgiveness for our sinfulness and shortcomings. We ask for your guidance, knowledge, and understanding for today's legal coaching session as you continue to open our hearts, our minds, and all our human faculties for the new learnings that we will receive and encounter today. O Heavenly Father, send forth your Holy Spirit in our midst. Strengthen us, enlighten us, educate us, show us the way, dear Lord. We ask this in the name of our Savior, your Son, and our Lord, Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Thank you, Lord. Okay, it's a Friday, it's a weekend. Thank God it's Friday and it's Ask Attorney Paul Day. Okay, so ihanda nyo na po yung mga katanungan nyo. Ready, prepare your questions. There are several ways to ask questions dito. So we are accepting questions po from our viewers. So how do you ask your question? Simple lang po. It's so simple. You just go to the comment section of our stream and you just message us. Ilagay nyo lang po. Put your questions in the comment section and we will read it. No? May magbabasahin po natin yan. So we are streaming live Facebook, YouTube, and LinkedIn. So mamili po kayo doon sa tatlong platform na yon. Live po tayo. Choose what platform you prefer. Send us your questions through the comment section. Now, but in the meantime, while you're composing your questions, while you're preparing your questions, we have sent out survey forms. No? Nagpapadala po kami sa aming mga online communities ng survey form. We are gathering frequently asked questions. And dito po sa form na ito na pinapadala namin, we also ask the responders, no, yung mga nagpadala ng mga frequently asked questions in our survey, if they want to be a guest, a studio guest in our show. And many of them said that they are okay with guesting, and some of them are here in our studio kasama po natin at magkakaroon tayo ng discussion regarding their questions na sinubmit. So don't worry, everyone will have their chance to be a guest dito po sa studio natin para meron po tayong live interaction at makakapagtanong pa ng mga follow-up questions. So hinanda na po natin yung mga questions nila and we will go to them later. But first, meron po tayong prepared questions, no? Ano po itong mga prepared questions? Based on my long practice, more than 25 years na po ako nagpa-practice advising clients, whether employer or employee, company, management, workers, including foreigners, no? I've been advising a lot of clients and I have gathered, collected, frequently asked questions. And ito po, one of the bestseller na question na lagi kong paulit-ulit na sinasagot is ito po, question number one. Ayan, just to start off our Q&A, our question and answer session, no? Meron po tayong prepared question galing sa ating kaibigan si Juan de la Cruz. Ibig sabihin, anyone can be Juan de la Cruz, no? So this is the question, no? Ask, sabi niya, Attorney Paul, are non-regular employees, meaning casual, probationary, project, seasonal, contractual, etc., basta non-regular, are they entitled to mandatory benefits? No? Napakaiksi nung tanong, di ba? Attorney Paul, are non-regular employees entitled to mandatory benefits? But, you know, although the question seems simple and short, no? It's a complicated question because loaded po itong question na to with definitions, no? May mga legal concepts dito na kailangan nating i-define first before we can answer the question comprehensively and correctly. But for those who are impatient, yung hindi makapaghintay, yung ayaw ng suspense, no? I'll give you the short answer. The short answer is yes, no? Yes. Non-regular employees are entitled to mandatory benefits. Yan po ang short answer. Now, let me give you the long answer, no? Mahabang paliwanag to. Kailangan po nating maklaro kasi we have to define. First, let's define. When we talk about non-regular employees, we have to define what is regular employees in the first place to know who are not regular employees, di ba? We need to distinguish, no? But before that, we need to define who are regular employees and then we'll know who are non-regular employees. And then another legal concept that we have to define is mandatory benefits. Ano ba itong mandatory benefits? No? We have to know what we're talking about dito sa mandatory benefits. Kailangan nating ma-enumerate yan, ma-define what is that animal. No? Okay, so umpisa natin sa madaling definition. Yun munang mandatory benefits. So what are mandatory benefits? Now, pag sinabi nating mandatory, ibig sabihin required. Ibig sabihin compulsory. Ibig sabihin dapat ibigay. No? And paano po natin nalalaman na ito'y mandatory, required? May batas. There's a law or regulation that says employers have to provide these benefits to their employees. So what are the examples of mandatory benefits? So ito po yung tinatawag na, technically, these are called labor standards or minimum labor standards, no? And makikita po, most of these benefits, we can find them in the Labor Code of the Philippines. But some of them are in special laws after the promulgation of the Labor Code. So there's a compilation, by the way, no, to make it easy for everyone. Before I enumerate all these mandatory benefits, the Department of Labor and Employment, DOLE, no, publish usually on an annual basis every year. No, ibig sabihin every year, naglalabas sila ng bagong edition ng handbook compiling these mandatory benefits. And they call, ang title ng handbook na ito is Handbook on Workers' Statutory Monetary Benefits. It's free, no? It's a public service by DOLE, by the Department of Labor and Employment. And the latest edition that the last time I checked, no, sa website ng Department of Labor and Employment is the 2022 edition. So what are you waiting for? Go to the official website of DOLE and download your free copy of the Workers' Handbook po ito. Handbook on Workers' Statutory Monetary Benefits. Medyo complicated yung title ng handbook, ano? But ang ibig sabihin lang ito, ito po yung mga monetary benefits or there's a monetary value. Kasi may mga benefits po na wala namang nakakabit na monetary benefits. Example ng non-monetary benefits is yung requirement that we have to give our employees at least one rest day per week, no? So nakalagay po yan sa batas sa Labor Code na for every consecutive 6 days of work day, an employer must provide at least one rest day. So it's in the Labor Code, but this benefit of having a rest day, wala namang monetary equivalent yan. So it's not included in the list. So dito po sa handbook na ito, ito po yung may attached na monetary value. Kaya ang tawag sa kanya Workers' Statutory Monetary Benefits. And all these benefits have monetary value and they are considered as mandatory. So yan po yung list. Kindly download for your reference. So pwede nyo pong gawin ngayon. Kung kayo po ay online, you can do it. So you can check also the list. So ano nga itong mga mandatory benefits na ito? We call this also labor standards. Let's start with minimum wage, no? Minimum wage, no? May monetary value yan. So it's a mandatory benefit for covered employees. Of course, there are exceptions to the rule. In all this list of mandatory benefits, there are covered and exempted, no? May ganyan po. May mga employees and may mga employers na exempted. So, and ito pong exemption nila, case to case, no? Depende po yan sa benefit. Example, let's start with minimum wage. It's a mandatory benefit. But there are covered and exempted establishments or workers. For example, ano yung mga establishments na exempted from minimum wage? Based on law, we have the Barangay Micro Business Enterprise Law. And under this law, BMBE or Barangay Micro Business Enterprises registered with the DTI are exempted from complying with the minimum wage law or the minimum wage order. No, so exempted po yung mga establishment na yon. But if you're not registered as a BMBE, then you're not exempted and you're covered. No, your employees are covered by the minimum wage law. So that's one example of the coverage and exemption. And then down the line, marami pa po yan. So ano pa yan? After minimum wage, then andyan yung holiday pay. Andyan yung overtime pay. Andyan yung premium pay for work on a rest day. Pag pinagtrabaho natin ang employee sa kanyang scheduled rest day, that's called premium pay. Or premium pay on a special non-working day. Because ang special non-working holiday, or special non-working day is no work, no pay day. But if we require an employee to work on such a day, like November 1, it's a special non-working holiday, then meron pong premium pay. Premium pay po ang tawag doon sa nare-receive nilang plus 30% when they are required to work on their scheduled rest day or on a special non-working holiday. And then, kasama po dyan yung maternity leave benefits, yung paternity leave benefits, yung leave benefits ng mga solo parents, yung special leave benefits under the Magna Carta for Women. Pag nagkaroon po sila ng gynecological disease, no, requiring them to undergo surgery and recovery. And of course, kasama dyan yung 13th month pay. And ito, hindi po dapat mawala itong tatlo, no? Very important dito na mandatory benefits, SSS, PhilHealth, and Pag-ibig Fund coverage. So, ang employer po ay required to remit to the respective government agencies, SSS, PhilHealth, and Pag-ibig yung remittance and contribution in favor of the covered employee. So, ano po yan? Mahaba po yung listahan na yan, pero nakakompile po yan lahat yung may monetary equivalent, kaya ang tawag po dyan, monetary benefits. And you can find it in the handbook. At makikita nyo po dyan sa handbook na yan kung sino ang covered at kung sino ang mga exempted or not covered. Okay. So, balik tayo doon naman sa question. No? I-flash uli natin yung question para makita ng ating mga viewers, especially yung mga late nag-tune in. So, next na kailangan nating i-define ay yung regular at non-regular employees. Yes, so we have to define. This is a loaded word, no? Kailangan natin, kasi maraming misconception, maraming pagkakamali ang ating mga ang both employer and employee regarding who are regular employees and who are non-regular employees. So, let's go to the basic definition based on the labor code. How do we define regular, no? Sino ba ang mga regular employees? Now, according to our primary source, which is the labor code, which defines who are regular employees, it says there that regular employees are employees whose job, work, activities, or services that being rendered are usually necessary or usually desirable in the usual trade or business of the employer. Medyo nakakalito, no? Ulitin natin, no? Ulitin natin. Under the labor code, how do we define regular employees? Regular employees are those whose activities, job, work, or services being rendered are usually necessary or desirable to the usual trade or business of the employer. No, sige, i-interpret natin. For the sake of clarification and simplicity. Anong ibig sabihin nun? Kung ang job description mo, kung ang ginagawa mong kalimitan ng mga activities sa work mo, sa workplace mo, sa employer mo, kung ang position mo, kung ang mga tinatrabaho mo na bagay-bagay, no, activities mo, servisyo na ginagawa mo para sa company mo, para sa employer mo, ay kalimitang kinakailangan, no? Usually necessary or desirable. Kalimitan na pangangailangan, kasi depende yan kung ano yung nature ng business ng employer mo, ng company mo. Kunwari, construction company, ano ba ang usually, ano ba ang kalimitan na pangangailangang activities or servisyo or trabaho ng isang construction company? Diba? So, kailangan niya ng mga construction worker, kailangan niya ng mga engineer, kailangan niya ng mga architect, kailangan niya ng mga naghuhukay, mga nag-ooperate ng mga heavy equipment, no, yung mga bulldozer, kailangan niya ng mga ganun na, of course, kailangan rin niya ng office staff, yung mga naggagawa ng accounting and everything, no. So, kung ang trabaho mo sa employer mo ay kalimitang pangangailangan, malimit na pangangailangan, dahil sa depende po yan kung ano ang nature, kung ano ang nature ng business, kung yan ay construction, kung yan ay restaurant, kung yan ay tindahan. Siyempre, pag tindahan yan, ano ang usually kailangan ng tindahan? Siyempre, yung mga tindero at tindera, di ba? Kung yan ay restaurant, ano ang usually kailangan trabaho ng isang restaurant? Siyempre, yung tagaluto, yung cook at yung mga waiter. No? So, yung trabaho nyo sa inyong company, sa inyong employer, ay usually necessary or desirable according to the labor code, you are a regular employee. Yan po yun. So, yan po ang ibig sabihin based on, sa labor code. However, sabi rin sa labor code, pag nag-hire kasi ng employee, ang isang employer, aside from itong regular employment, may option po ang mga employer. The employer has the option na pag ito, ito gusto kong i-hire itong employee na ito. Meron po silang karapatan na mamili papaano niya i-hire. So halimbawa, restaurant. So alam natin pag restaurant, sino ba ang mga regular employees diyan? Mga waiter, mga cook, no? Yung mga tagaluto at yung mga nagsisilbi, nagpa-process, nagsiserve ng pagkain, sila yung mga dapat na regular employees diyan. However, sa labor code po natin, binibigyan ng option, binibigyan ng karapatan ng employer na hindi muna i-hire itong mga waiter at itong mga cook na regular kasi meron po tayo diyang provision on probationary employment. No, probationary employment. So, pwedeng sabihin ng employer, teka, hindi pa ako sigurado kung karapat dapat to, kung qualified itong i-hire ko. Gusto ko munang testingin, gusto ko munang under observation, i-monitor ko muna ang kanyang performance, kung siya ay masipag, kung marunong talagang magtrabaho. So, kahit na ang kanyang trabaho ay para sa regular employee, under the labor code, pwede muna siyang i-hire as a probationary. Kasi nga, gusto ng employer, under observation muna. So, hindi muna siya regular. Kahit ang trabaho niya, based on the nature, based on the definition, is usually necessary or desirable. So, probationary employee muna siya. At under the labor code, aside from being probationary, meron pang other option ng isang employer sa hiring process. Pwede rin niyang i-hire ang isang employee as a project employee or a seasonal employee. Yan po ay depende kung merong project, no? Kunwari, sa isang construction company, alam naman natin sa construction company, project to project yan. May building project, building o kaya magtatayo ng kalsada o tulay o isang gusali, no? Or structure. So, ito pong mga project na ito is project to project. And then, kung may mga project siya, pinapayagan po ng labor code na imbis na mag-hire siya ng regular construction worker, naman natin yung construction worker, usually necessary and desirable yan sa business ng isang construction company. However, kung ang kanyang business model ay project to project, ay pinapayagan po ng labor code na imbis na regular ang i-hire niya, ay project employee muna, no? Na co-terminus sa bawat project. Na pag natapos na yung isang project, tapos na rin yung kanilang relationship being employer and employee. Yan po ang tinatawag nating project employee. Yan po ay pwede lang kung ang business model ng isang company ay project to project. And then meron din tayong tinatawag na seasonal. Ang trabaho po ng seasonal employee, syempre yan ay usually necessary or desirable, no? Syempre, katulad sa agricultural company, planting and harvesting. 'Di ba may harvest season, may planting season. Of course, obvious naman 'yan. That's necessary and desirable. Yung mga planters at yung mga harvesters, yung trabaho nila are necessary and desirable sa isang agricultural farm company, 'di ba? Agricultural farming company. However, because seasonal nga yung demand, yung pangangailangan sa kanilang serbisyo at kahit yung trabaho nila ay dapat regular work 'yon. Pag may mga ganyang seasonal, no, na harvest season, planting season, pinapayagan po ng labor code na mga employer, imbis na i-hire sila na regular, i-hire sila as seasonal based on the season. Kung may harvest season at planting season, so pwede silang i-hire pag, bawat season. Pag natapos na yung season, then tapos na yung relationship nila as employer and employee. And then meron pang sabi ng ating Supreme Court, pwede rin po yung tinatawag nating contractual or yung fixed term employment na dun mismo sa employment contract nakasulat doon kung hanggang kailan lang yung kanyang employment. Ito po, malimit ginagamit po ang contractual at fixed term sa mga temporary substitute. Kunwari, nagkasakit or nag-maternity leave ang isang employee for several months at kailangan mo muna ng temporary replacement, pwede kang mag-hire ng isang fixed term or contractual employee na reliever, no? For 3 months, for 4 months, or for 5 months. And then afterwards, babalik na yung regular employee mo. And then of course, you have to let go the reliever na hinire mo as contractual. So ito po yung mga non-regular employment based sa labor code at sa mga decisions ng Supreme Court. So, ang balik po tayo doon sa main question. After defining what is regular employment and what are non-regular employments, so balik tayo doon sa tanong. Sinagot na po natin, nagsagot na po tayo ng short answer dito. Ang answer po natin ay yes, non-regular employees are entitled to mandatory benefits. Who are the non-regular employees? These are the casual employees, probationary employees, project employees, seasonal employees, contractual, fixed term, etc. They are entitled to mandatory benefits. Of course, subject to the coverage and the exemption per benefit. Kasi, let's say, minimum wage. E paano kung yung employer mo ay rehistrado as a barangay micro business enterprise? Then exempted siya sa minimum wage. Ganun lang po yun, no? So, medyo complicated kasi may mga general rule, may exemption to the general rule, and then bawat benefit, may kanya-kanyang rule, may kanya-kanyang coverage, may kanya-kanyang exemption. Pero yung sagot ko po, yung pinaka-short and simple answer, no, is the general rule. So, the general rule is yes, non-regular employees are entitled to receive mandatory benefits kasi isa-isahin po natin itong mga mandatory benefits na ito. Wala naman pong distinction. Being regular or non-regular has never been a criteria, has never been the basis for coverage or exemption from coverage. No? Isa-isahin po natin yan. From minimum wage to overtime pay to holiday pay, premium pay, maternity benefit, paternity benefit, and lahat ng other leave, service incentive leave. Ilista po natin lahat yan. SSS, PhilHealth, Pag-ibig. Hindi po naging basihan kung ng coverage whether kung regular or non-regular ang isang empleyado. No? There are other bases, there are other criteria to find out if the employee is covered or not. But being regular or being not regular, like probationary, project, seasonal, or other types of employees, no, na non-regular, hindi po naging basis, no, for not being covered or exempted. Okay? So, baka po may mga follow-up question, Ms. Sigrid, paki-check mo nga, baka may mga clarifications na nagtatanong dito sa ating mga viewers. Check natin. Meron bang mga nag-follow-up question dito sa ating first question? Ms. Sigrid, kumusta ka?
Yes po, sir. Meron po. Okay. May mga questions na po, pero yung pinaka-related po sa follow-up is yung about sa kasambahay. Sabi okay. Po, this is for Sir Limuel Adeser. Hi, mm-hmm. Attorney. How about po the kasambahay? Entitled po ba sila sa lahat ng mandatories including 13-month pay? Thank you in advance.
Okay. Thank you, Sir Limuel, sa inyong katanungan. Meron po tayong special law kasi special category of worker or employee po ang kasambahay. Meron po tayong tinatawag na batas kasambahay at because of the special arrangement, no, special work arrangement of kasambahay with respect to their employer, no, nagkaroon po tayo ng special law. Iba po ang kanilang coverage. Kumbaga, although they are also workers or employees, meron po tayong special law para po sa kanila. And makikita rin po natin yung list, no, nagpina-publish po. There's a separate publication ng DOLE regarding their benefits, no, yung mga mandatory benefits po. So, there are some mandatory benefits na hindi po sila covered and may mga mandatory benefits po na covered po sila na nandun po sa batas na yon. And naglabas nga po ng pamphlet and mga information material ang DOLE regarding this. Now, under the batas kasambahay, no, required po na covered sila ng SSS, PhilHealth, and Pag-ibig, no? Yan po ang one of the features of the batas kasambahay. Naging mandatory po ang coverage ng mga kasambahay sa SSS, PhilHealth, and Pag-ibig. Okay? So, Ms. Sigrid, meron pa ba? we can probably go to the studio guest natin.
Yung mga naka-line up na question po, sir, from FB is hindi na po related. Baka mamaya na lang po siguro ta okay. After nung question. Sige.
So let's have our first studio guest. Okay. From Miss Lenny. Okay. So, hi, Miss Lenny. Good morning. Happy Friday.
Good morning, Attorney.
Good morning. Also, nagpadala ka ng question. Thank you for being our studio guest and for sending your question. So, basahin ko lang, no? And then, pwede mong dagdagan ito para mapaliwanag pa natin. But just to start off, let's read. From Miss Lenny, if we temporary lay off employees, do we need to give notice of 30 days? So that's the first question. And then may follow-up question siya. If we lay off only in 2 months' time, yeah, this is no work, no pay. So that's a question. So Miss Lenny, you might want to elaborate your question, yung situation na nakatulad nito.
Yes, Attorney, we just to give you a background. Our company is a telecom contractor. Mm-hmm. Okay. And of course, our business is always at the grace of our general contractor also. Mm-hmm. And for a time being, this year, the start of the year, we haven't received much of our PO from our general contractor. So in effect,
so in short, matumal.
Yes.
Kukonti ang negosyo, kukonti ang business, kukonti ang projects.
Yes. And because of that, our much affected is of course our office, our back office, our office staff. Mm-hmm. Because yung field, our field employees naman are no work, no pay. They are project basis.
Okay.
So we have to reduce our manpower in the back office.
Okay. So yung mga office worker nyo, yung parang overhead na hindi naman project.
Yes, correct. Yes.
Dahil lumalaki yung gastos nyo kasi kukunti yung nagiging revenue.
Tama, okay.
I see. So going back to your question, ganito po, temporary layoff. That's a prerogative of the employer. No, nakalagay po sa labor code, no. There are actually two situations na pwedeng mag-temporary layoff ang isang employer. One is suspension of operation. Nasa Article 301 of the renumbered labor code, nakasulat po doon that when the employer suspends its operation in good faith, no, bona fide suspension of operation, allowed po yan, no? Ibig sabihin, pag suspension of operation, talagang tigil. Ayan po ang nasa Article 301. And according to the Labor Code and according to the Department of Labor and Employment, that's a no work, no pay arrangement, no? Because that's practically a total shutdown, suspension of operation. Okay, so malinaw po yun, no? And sabi po sa batas, sabi sa Article 301 of the renumbered Labor Code, this period should not be more than 6 months of suspension of operation and no work, no pay. Now, there is another situation that is not in the law. Wala po dyan sa Article 301. However, the Supreme Court has recognized that allowed po ito. Pwede. Ito po yung tuloy-tuloy yung operation. Hindi naman po nagkaroon ng suspension of operation. Pero there are certain employees that would be quote-unquote floated, no? Floating. So na pumasok po dito yung term na floating status sa private security agency industry, ang tawag po nila dito reserve status. And in other industry, they call this furlough or benching. Yan po, no? Or temporary layoff, no? In other words, hindi naman sila tinatanggal, hindi naman sila dinidismiss, or hindi naman tina-terminate yung kanilang employment. However, sinasabihan muna sila, nino-notify sila na wag na muna silang pumasok under a no work, no pay arrangement. And generically, we can call that either floating status or no work, no pay. So sabi po ng Supreme Court, basta in good faith, no, may justification, may talagang dahilan, no, justifiable reason ng isang employer and good faith, hindi naman niya ginagawa ito para pahirapan ang mga employees. Kailangan lang niya to para mag-adjust sa mga situations na kinakaharap niya, no? Allowed po yan, and sabi ng Supreme Court, 6 months din. Maximum period of 6 months ang temporary layoff. And under this 6 months period of temporary layoff, wherein the employee was involuntarily laid off, it's no work, no pay. Now, ano yung mga requisites? There is, since wala pong batas, no, there is no law. Ang pinaka-closest law po nito, yung Article 301, which pertains to total shutdown, no, total suspension of operation. But if the company is still operating and then only selected employees are going to be temporarily laid off, there is no law. But we have a Supreme Court decision, we have jurisprudence recognizing that this is allowed under management prerogative, no? As long as the employer exercises this prerogative in good faith, this will be upheld, no? It's considered as valid. Now, kahit po no work, no pay yan, basta maximum of 6 months. Yun nga lang, syempre, pag ang isang employee ay kinwestiyon niya yung motive, kinwestiyon niya yung intent ng isang employer dahil mukhang pinag-initan siya, hindi naman good faith, no? Pwede pong maging labor case yan. Pwede pong mag-file ng complaint ang isang employee questioning the decision of the employer na i-temporary layoff siya dahil feeling niya parang siningle out siya, pinag-initan siya, hindi naman talaga good faith kasi gusto lang siyang ma-force resign. So, yan po, pinag-aaralan po yan kung ang employer ay may proper and justifiable reason and has acted in good faith. Now, ang tanong nyo, balik tayo sa tanong, kailangan ba yung 30 days notice? Now, sabi ng Supreme Court sa isang kaso, no, one decided case, since walang exact na batas and there's no regulation, walang dole regulation regarding this, it's just recognized as a happening, no? And it's subject nga to management prerogative because there's no law and there's no regulation. Sabi ng Supreme Court, we have to check what are the existing laws and regulations. So sabi ng Supreme Court, ang pinaka-closest dyan ay yung permanent layoff, no? So we have a temporary layoff and then we have a permanent layoff under Article 298 of the Labor Code. So sabi ng Supreme Court sa isang decision, since walang batas na exactly applicable dito sa floating status or temporary layoff, and we are simply applying by analogy Article 301, papaano itong notice? May 30 days notice ba? So sabi ng Supreme Court, let's look at Article 298, do some permanent layoff. Sa permanent layoff, required ang employer na magbigay ng 30 days notice. No? Pag permanent layoff, 30 days notice is required. So sabi ng Supreme Court, i-apply natin yun. Sabihin natin sa mga employer na required kung magte-temporary layoff ka, dapat magbigay ka muna ng 30 days notice sa mga employees mo para makapaghanda sila at alam nila that after that 30-day period, no work, no pay na sila at hindi na sila dapat pumasok in the meantime temporarily for a maximum period of 6 months. So that has been settled by the Supreme Court. However, ito pong decision ng Supreme Court, unfortunately, did not take into account that there are many situations that could bring about this status of temporary layoff. Dahil in reality, no, hindi naman napipredict, no, hindi naman na foresee, hindi naman na anticipate ng employer yung mga ganitong situation. Minsan kasi ang reason for the temporary layoff or the floating status is something na na surprise si employer, like natural calamity. Pwede po yung mangyari, bagyo, and other natural calamity like or man-made calamity like fire, sunog, no, baha, pandemic, lockdown. So marami pong possibility na pwedeng mangyari na hindi po ito na anticipate, hindi ito na napagandaan ng isang employer, and to require the employer to provide 30 days notice would be unrealistic and impractical kasi, no, Kasi ang rule po, do sa 30 days na yun, paid po yun. Yung 30 days notice, it's a paid period. Bayad po yung employee nun. Whether may trabaho sila o wala, they are supposed to be paid during that 30-day notice period. So yun nga lang po, unfortunately, nagtapos po ang Supreme Court dun sa jurisprudence na yon na kailangan nga ng 30 days without taking into account the various scenario na can lead to the temporary layoff of the employee. So because of this, lawyers and even the Department of Labor and Employment have a practical view, have a more realistic view regarding this 30-day period. So in short, no, itong 30-day period, because there's a Supreme Court decision and jurisprudence for that matter, that is the general rule, no? We have to consider that that is the general rule. Because in the absence of any law or regulation, we have to follow what the Supreme Court says, yung ruling niya. Because the decisions of the Supreme Court, the final decisions of the Supreme Court, forms part of the legal system of the Philippines. Kahit hindi po yan batas, it forms part of our legal system. So anong sabi ng Supreme Court? Required on 30 days notice. So that's the general rule. However, there's an exception, reasonable exception, case to case po yan, that when, let's say, may sunog, di ba, paano, 30 days notice ka ba, nasunugan ka na nga, di ba? Or other similar situation, government lockdown, government imposed lockdown, and other situation, yung talagang, let's say, ninotify ka lang ng client mo. Ngayon, nang ngayong araw, sinabi ng client mo, oh, terminated na, huwag mo nang papasukin yung mga dinideploy mo mga tao. Ayaw na namin sa'yo. So, nagkaroon kayo ng away, sabi nila, wala na, tapos na ang relasyon natin. So, wala ka ng project, wala ka ng kliyente. Anong gagawin mo doon? 30 days mong bubunuin yung overhead ng mga employees mo. Kung 1,000 yun, no? Kung 1,000 yung nakadeploy doon, paano na? Di bankrupt ka, insolvent ka. It's an economic and financial disaster on your part, no? So there are situations wherein the employer is caught by surprise na siguro naman we have to relax that 30 days, no? Yung 30 days, I believe that should be applicable kung talagang nakapag long-term planning. Like in your case, no? Ito pinag-aralan nyo because alam nyo, mababa yung demand, wala pa kayong nakukuhang mga projects. So, kumbaga, this is a deliberate decision. It's a long-term plan na magte-temporary layoff. I think the 30 days would be applicable to you, no? Because parang pinograma nyo ito, eh, no? You have sufficient time to deliberate and discuss and plan this out kung magte-temporary layoff kayo. So, I think the general rule applies to your company in this case. Kasi hindi naman kayo nagulat or na-surprise ng isang calamity or isang major decision from the government or from your client. Okay. May follow-up question ba po kayo, Miss Lenny?
Yeah, very well explained, attorney. Ang follow-up question ko, okay, what if yung mga employees namin na temporarily di ba, sabi niyo, attorney, sabi sa batas, 6 months, maximum 6 months.
Yes.
And then after 3 months, for example, when we're about to recall them, hanap na sila ng ibang work and they were able to get another employer, pero hindi sila nag-resign.
Mm-mm.
Kasi ang mindset nila is they're waiting for the 6 months. Mm-mm. Kasi they know na pag di namin sila na-recall for 6 months, they will get paid. They'll get paid.
Yes.
So how do we handle that kind of situation?
That is correct. Pag hindi nyo po sila na-reinstate within 6 months, then they are entitled to separation pay. No? Because pupunta na po kayo sa redundancy or retrenchment or partial closure. It's an authorized cause. It's a valid and legal legitimate reason for termination of employment. No? So paano nga po yan? At meron pong available work. And kailangan nyo na silang i-recall at i-reinstate dahil may naghihintay ng trabaho sa kanila. So, ang based on the regulations issued by DOLE and based on existing jurisprudence, no, binibigyan po ang mga employees na naka-floating ng 30 days to report back for work. Now, pag hindi sila nag-report within 30 days, they are considered to have waived their employment or what we call informally resigned. Now, however, dapat po talagang magpapadala kayo. Now, in the meantime na available yung work at silang ayaw mag-report for work, no? Decision naman nila yon kung ayaw nilang mag-report for work. And ito po, these are gray areas, no? Hindi pa po ito talaga na na-decisionan. Pero one way to consider it is if there is an available work and sinabihan nyo sila report na kayo and hindi sila nag-report back for work, and syempre may 30 days yan, di ba? According to DOLE, dapat bigyan nyo sila ng 30 days to report back for work. After 30 days at wala silang dahilan for not reporting back for work, you can consider them to have informally resigned, no? Or waive their employment status. However, minsan kasi ang available work lang eh first come first serve basis, no? Let's say 10 yung naka-floating pero ang available work lang ay 5. 'Di ba? So, of course, you have to prioritize the people who would reply to your notice to report for work immediately. 5 lang yung quota nyo eh, 'di ba? Eh paano yung iba, no? So, one view is that this will result to an extension, no, of the 6 months. Hindi kasi may available work eh, sila yung ayaw mag-work. So that is one view that the 6 months would be exempted because sila naman ang ayaw mag-report, no. So how does that work, no? You need to document na it is their decision not to report for work, meaning they want an extended leave. Ito po kasing floating, it is involuntary on the part of the employee. Finload sila, ready naman sila mag-work. Pero sinabihan sila, oh, walang available work, huwag ka munang mag-report, no work, no pay. So involuntary, hindi nila kagustuhan. Ngayon may available work na, pinapag-report sila. And di ba pag may return to work at hindi sila nag-work, either they considered resign or ano yan, insubordination, no? Kasi pinapag-report na sila. So ang pwede po dyan, you have to document, ano bang gusto nyo? Kung ayaw nyo mag-report for work, edi pwede naman nating pag-usapan yan. You are on an extended leave. Ngayon, voluntary na on their part, no? Sila na ngayon ang nag-decision yan. At alam nyo po, pag sila mismo ang nagsabi na ayaw po muna naming mag-report for work, the 6 months limit, no, na kailangan na silang ibayaran ng separation pay, does not apply because sila po may kagustuhan nun na hindi muna sila magre-report. Kasi available nga yung trabaho, sila ang ayaw mo nang mag-report. Bakit naman mape-prejudice si employer na pagdating ng 6 months, babayaran mo ang separation pay, sila naman ang ayaw mag-report, di ba? So, it's their decision not to report for work. So, there are several ways to go about it. Either you consider them on voluntary leave of absence, authorized leave. O sige, pag-usapan natin, gusto mo pang ma-extend, sige. Wala na yung, we're not talking about the 6 months deadline anymore, di ba? Sila may kagustuhan nun. Or kung gusto mong pwersahin, you can declare them to have lost their employment, or another way of treating that is gross insubordination, no? So, however, ako, I don't want to go into insubordination kasi medyo masalimuot yan. Either ano na lang, they have informally resigned and relinquish their employment status, no? Or you negotiate with them, consider na lang kita as your own leave of absence, di ba? Okay, so Miss Lenny, I hope I was able to answer your follow-up question, okay ba?
Yes, it was very well explained. So, it helped a lot. So, maraming salamat po.
Okay, thank you and welcome. And Miss Sigrid, let's have some question from our viewers. Ako na, uubos ang oras natin. It's already 10:52. Bilisan na natin. So, Miss Sigrid.
So, yung first question po na nakita ko sa comment is from Juan de la Cruz. Good day, Attorney Paul. Is a field personnel manager entitled to a 100% cash reimbursement of his expenses, including those that are not declared or did not match with his monthly call plan? Itinerary for salespeople.
Okay. Medyo complicated yung tanong ni Juan de la Cruz, no? Kasi ito, the point here is that apparently, there is a company policy and employment contract with terms and conditions. So unfortunately, to be able to specifically answer this question, I would need to study your company policy and whatever agreement, written agreement that you have with the particular field personnel manager, no? In the meantime, ang maibibigay ko lang sa iyo na kasagutan dito is what the law says, no? Ano ang sinasabi ng batas regarding field employees and manager. Kasi dalawa po yan, no? There are two categories, managerial employee and field personnel. Now, certain benefits kasi are not given to these types of employee. Like if you're a managerial employee, under the law, managerial employees are not entitled to certain benefits like holiday pay, overtime pay, service incentive leave, no? And premium pay. No, and field personnel naman are not also entitled to certain pays like overtime pay. Kasi in the first place, how do you determine the overtime or the hours of work rendered by a field personnel? So, with respect to these mandatory benefits, yun lang po ang masasagot natin. But with respect to specific benefits or specific reimbursable expenses, no, we have to check your company policy and whatever written agreement that you have with the employee. So, pasensya na po. Ay, hindi po natin nabasa. Baka po makapagbigay tayo ng maling kasagutan. Okay? Ms. Sigrid, let's go to our other studio guest. Okay. Si Sir KG. Andito ba si Sir KG? Is he here? Kasama ba natin siya dito sa studio? Anyway, habang chine-check, no, let's read the question from KG. Ano po ba ang pwede kong ikaso sa dati kong company na ayaw magbigay ng COE or Certificate of Employment? At madaming reason kung bakit ayaw kahit natapos ko, contract ko, sa kanila and hindi din po sila nagbibigay ng 13th month pay and other normal benefits. So KG, no? Andito ka ba? You are here. Yeah, welcome to the studio. So mukhang nag-e-echo yung kanyang ano. Okay, sagutin na lang natin. Actually KG, dito sa unang katanungan mo regarding COE, yan po ang ating first ever episode, season 1 nitong Ask Attorney Paul. So ang suggestion ko po, because we have limited time, malapit na pong mag-end yung show natin. By 11 a.m. tapos na po yung show natin. Ang suggestion ko po sa inyo, panuurin nyo po. Talagang mahaba po yung sagot ko doon. Talagang comprehensively sinagot ko po yung everything about COE, Certificate of Employment. Panuurin nyo po, episode 1. Season 1 ng Ask Attorney Paul at doon po makukuha nyo ang kasagutan regarding sa COE. Yung katanungan nyo po, talagang swak, nasagot po yan doon. Now regarding your second question, regarding 13th month pay and other benefits na hindi binibigay sa inyo, obviously pwede po kayong pumunta sa DOLE or sa NLRC, National Labor Relations Commission, at maghain po kayo ng inyong complaint. Now, ang una pong gagawin ng DOLE dyan, ay susubukan muna na magkaroon kayo ng amicable settlement or compromise. So ipapatawag po ang inyong employer at magseset po ng conference, mediation conference, para malaman kung bakit ba ayaw tuparin ng employer yung kanyang mga obligasyon katulad ng pagbabayad ng 13th month pay. So magkakaroon po ng pagkakataon na magharap-harap kayo, confrontation, and mabibigyan po ng pagkakataon na magpaliwanag po ang bawat panig at kung naliwanagan ng isang employer na obligasyon pala niya yon, ay bibigyan siya ng pagkakataon na gawin yung tama, bayaran kayo sa 13th month pay at mga ibang mga benefits po ninyo. Now, doon sa COE, katulad po niya, no? Pag-uusapan din po yan doon sa mediation conference at papaliwanagan po ang inyong employer na kailangan niyang maglabas ng COE within 3 days based on DOLE Labor Advisory 06-20 Series of 2020. Okay, thank you po, Sir KG. At sana panoorin niyo po yung first episode ng Ask Attorney Paul. Pasensya na po kayo, tayo nagmamadali at 10:58 na po yung oras. Ms. Sigrid, let's have another question from our viewers.
Yung second question po from Facebook is regarding rendering resignation from Margarita Cristina Abanio. If an employee is already rendering resignation or near retirement, like month into it, can they still be terminated?
Yes, of course, pwede po, no? Because they're still employee. Pag lalo na pag may ginawa silang serious offense, no? Like pag nanakaw, wag naman sana, no? Kasi magre-retire na sila or nag-resign na. Pero, of course, an offense is an offense. A violation is a violation. And if it's a serious violation that warrants the dismissal of the employee, of course, pwede pong magkaroon ng investigation dahil baka may accountabilities dyan. Kasi, pag, if there's an offense or violation, we have to know na hindi lang po yung mateterminate yung employer-employee relationship. There could be accountabilities and liabilities. Baka may kailangan pagbayaran. Alam niyo po, maraming nagiging issue dyan. Nag-resign na nga yung employee pero hindi natatapos ang away kasi may pinag-uusapan pang final pay. May pinag-uusapan pang clearance. May pinag-uusapan pang certificate of employment. These are issues that have to be dealt with. No, even if the employee has already resigned or retired. No, accountability. Paano yan? Yung final pay, computation, paano mo pagbabanggayin niya sa set-off kung may kailangan siyang bayaran, clearance. So, kaya po, kahit na siya ay paritire na at kahit siya ay parisign na ilang araw na lang natitira, dapat po umpisan yan para po malaman ka agad kung may matatanggap pa siya, magkano yung final pay, or kung wala na, o baka may utang pa yung empleyado, no? Dahil sa kanyang accountabilities. Okay. So, meron pa ba tayong studio guest, Miss Sigrid? Wala na.
Meron pa, sir. Last na po.
Oh, sige, sige. Last pagbigyan natin. Kasi tatlo yata ang studio guest natin. Okay. From our guest number 3. Welcome to our studio. Welcome to our show. So, bilisan na lang po natin to, sir. Ang question niya, Attorney Paul, I've been with my employer for over 12 years. Kaso po, parang na-constructive dismissal. Nako, na-constructive dismissal daw siya. Since they put me on the other system na wala akong alam. Since the training happened, nung may sakit po ako, yung training doon sa system, wala kayo dahil you are on sick leave. I requested to return doon sa dati niyong team kasi yun ang alam nyo, di ba? Doon kayo magaling. And then they advise me that if I don't feel well enough to work using the new system, then mag-resign na lang daw po ako. Okay, so, sir, kumusta po kayo? How are you now? Thank you for being our guest.
Hello po. Good morning po. Ma'am po.
Okay. Okay, so thank you for your question. Pasensya na po at nagmamadali tayo because overtime na tayo hanggang 11 a.m. lang tayo. Anyway, but tapusin natin to since we've invited you here and sayang naman yung paghihintay nyo rito. So ganito po, ma'am, first things first. Sabi nyo na constructive dismissal yata kayo. Let's first define ano ang constructive dismissal. Masasabi lang natin ang isang employee ay constructively dismissed kung siya po ay hindi na nakakapasok, hindi na nagre-report, no? Either nag-resign siya o hindi siya pinapapasok. Ang ibig sabihin kasi ng constructive dismissal ay dinideny. Sinasabi ng employer, hindi ko naman yung tineterminate, hindi ko naman yung dinidismiss. Pero sa kanyang asal, sa kanyang action, sa kanyang mga ginagawa, pinaggagawa niya, parang kayo ay sapilitan, pinipilit na hindi na kayo magkaroon ng trabaho. Maraming instances po yan. No? Malawak po kasi ang konsepto ng constructive dismissal. isang form, isang type of constructive dismissal is forced resignation or forced retirement. Kasi ang employee na hindi pa retirable or ang employee na ayaw namang mag-resign, pag pinwersang mag-resign, yan po ay constructive dismissal. One form of constructive dismissal. Another form of constructive dismissal, yung floating status na more than 6 months, no? Or preventive suspension na more than 30 days. Or yung pagmamaltrato sa isang employee, inhuman and unbearable treatment coupled with serious insult, no? Or even threat to the life of the employee, like pinagtangkaan kayo, no? So, yun po. Siyempre, papaasok ka pa ba noon? Siyempre, ayaw mo nang pumasok kasi takot ka na. So, yung mga, or talagang hindi makatao yung pagtrato sa inyo. So, yung mga ganong situation, either nag-resign si employee o nag-abandon, nag-awol na, kasi bakit ka pa naman magre-report sa ganong klaseng employer o sa ganong klaseng work environment? Or talagang gusto nyo naman pumasok, ayaw naman kayong papasukin, pero sinasabi, hindi naman kita tina-terminate eh. Kaya lang, more than 6 months na yung no work, no pay mo, o more than 30 days na yung preventive suspension mo. Yun po ang mga examples of constructive dismissal. So, kung kayo po, ma'am, ay nagtatrabaho pa rin, if you're still working and reporting for work, you are not yet constructively dismissed.
Napa-resign na po nila ako. Sir,
okay, so nag-resign ka na. Okay.
Opo. Kasi change din po nila yung hours ko and requirement to stay up ng hanggang madaling araw. Even though yung medical condition ko po. And complete po, nagsubmit ako ng medical document sa kanila.
Okay.
And explain ko na hindi po ako pwede ng ganun ka-late. Tapos, so parang naging ano eh, parang iniipit na lang po yung naging hostile na yung environment. So I decided to resign due to health reasons.
Okay.
Can that be considered constructive dismissal or am I getting a severance pay?
Okay, so ganito, no? Noted po that you have already filed your resignation and you are no longer reporting for work. So the first element, requirement para magkaroon ng constructive dismissal is present, that you have already resigned. Now, there's an issue. At yan po ay mariresolve, no? You have your understanding, you have your feeling, you have your experience, and you have your legal position. Of course, yung inyong employer, yung company nyo, na dating pinagtrabaho nyo, may sariling position din yan. Of course, may lawyer din yan. No, paano ngayon malalaman kung kayo ay talagang na-constructively dismissed, no? So, importante po dito, there's bad faith on the part of your employer. Kasi po, ang constructive dismissal, there are two sides in an incident, no? Your point of view and the point of view of your employer, no? From the point of view of your employer, baka feeling nila reasonable sila and they're fair and kayo lang yung medyo unreasonable or nagdadahilan. Common po yan. Common view yan ng employer. From their point of view, bakit yung iba nagawa nila? Bakit ikaw hindi mo magawa? Baka naman ano lang, nagdadahilan ka lang or something like that. Diba? So, that's from their point of view. Of course, you have your own point of view. Galing kayo sa sakit, hindi naman kayo nakasama doon sa training. You have a valid excuse for going back to your old unit wherein you excel naman. Doon naman kayo magaling ang pagtatrabaho nyo. So, from your point of view, the employer has acted in bad faith. If you're able to prove that, no, if you have evidence to prove that the employer has acted in bad faith in treating you, in requiring you to resign, then there is constructive dismissal. However, if the employer is able to prove that they have acted in good faith, na hindi naman kayo pinag-initan, na kayo lang yung nagdadahilan, kayo lang yung, makomplain kayo, okay naman yung mga iba na similarly situated as you, hindi naman kayo siningle out, then mananalo po sila. There is no constructive dismissal kasi sa isang workplace, ganyan po talaga, challenging yan, mahirap po ang trabaho, no? So, ang suggestion ko na lang sa inyo, if you really believe that kayo ay hindi tinrato ng maayos, then you have to go to the Department of Labor and Employment and ipaglaban nyo po ang karapatan nyo.
Okay po. Pwede po bang sabay-sabay po kami? Kasi hindi lang po sa akin nangyari. Bali, apat na po yung
natatagal
sila through this means.
Yes, opo. Pwede naman.
Okay po. Sige, thank you.
Okay. So, thank you for being our guest and for your questions. At wala na po tayong oras. We are. Over na po tayo. Overtime na. Okay. At, ano po tayo? Meron pa po tayong kailangang sabihin, no? We'd like to invite you before po tayo magpaalam. By the way, dun po sa mga nag-ask ng questions, no? We'll try our best to check the comment section at titingnan po namin yung mga nag-post po ng question diyan sa comment section and we'll try our best to answer them, no? Pasensya na po, no? At naubusan po tayo ng oras, 1 hour lang po tayo. But before magpaalam po tayo, please allow me to invite everyone. Meron po tayong event. March po tayo. Pag March, ano po ba? Pag March, di ba? It's the month for women, no? Women's month, no? So, let's celebrate being a woman. Kahit po ako'y man, let's celebrate being a woman every day. Be part of Global Women Who Rule 2023, GWWR. Ito po ay isang live stream event via TNC and online summit is happening kailan? 25 of March, 25th March, March 25, 2023. It's a Saturday from 1 to 6 p.m. Philippine time. So just to watch this event, stay tuned. Watch through TNC, Facebook, YouTube, and of course, LinkedIn. And for more information regarding this online event, no? Ang dami po, kita niyo yung ang dami nating guest speaker, mga magagaling po yan, no? And they will share commemorate yung mga experience nila and everything about March, the Women Month, no? International, ano po ito? Internationally celebrated month po ito for women. So for more info and announcement, go to just one word, globalwomenwhorule.com. Okay? So marami pong salamat and thank you for tuning in and see you next Friday. Okay? Bye. Salamat. Thank you.
Viewing and listening to our contents do not create any client-lawyer relationship. Whatever comments and recommendations that we give during our sessions are strictly for educational, information, and training purposes only. Please engage a trusted and reliable lawyer for legal advice and professional services. Thank you.